No one had an answer for the Derech HaChaim. I left there the whole Shabbos. Does someone have an answer for me? No one has an answer. Okay, we're stuck. So far, we're still stuck. So the topic we're discussing now is Hefsekin. First, it makes a Hefsek in the middle of Krishma, Birchoseha. It all starts with the Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak in the Masechta Brachos. That's what we're holding. It's Chazer again. The Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel, the Meral, talks about Shol, Me'ayira, Meshav, Me'akovet. And the post can say that nowadays we don't do it anymore. It's important halacha to know. We keep talking about Tzimish, Hefsek, Omeis, etc., etc. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch itself, in Simon Samavov, let's open up. It's important to take note. There are details here about when you're mafsik and not mafsik, etc. So you have to be careful what the halacha really is. Because many poskim say that although there's a din mefurish in the Mishnah, a din mefurish in the Shulchan Aruch, they have to be mafsik, but bizman hazeh, people are not so... We're not going to be so insulted if you don't answer them. And there are those who say that you shouldn't do it anymore. Just keep in mind, these days, people, you try to avoid it. Someone comes to talk to you, you get, that's the minute, and against the Mishnah. Not against the Mishnah. These days, that's what's going on. Fine. So we spoke about the idea of what do you do by Bocha Bar Yisrael B'Ava. And what do you do about Goy Yisroel? That's our topic for today. So, Bochum Yisroel B'Yava, we saw some machlokes, whether you're supposed to end with the chazan or whether you're supposed to, answer. A big discussion. Okay? So, Mishnah Brewer says, it's a good idea. Say along, what do you have to lose? Say along. Well, we'll see soon. Does that get you out of all smekes? That's the question. But people do, I told you, the chassidim today, I boyish about Yisroel B'Yava. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah actually advocates, right? That it's being a good idea. That's what a person should do. Take a look in Siman Nun Tes. That's where we left off. The Derech HaChaim Nun Tes at the end of the Kodesh Chafeg, just to remind you what the problem was. Derech HaChaim says Einanos Omenach Abrocha Acheres Veinav Rabbi Lishma. It just tells you, it doesn't tell you why he says it, but. He says, with the exception of those that you be mafsik in the middle of the parak. For example, Shomei Atfila, the Kel HaKadosh, there are certain special extra brachas that you answer even in the middle of Birchas Krishma. So I don't understand it because of Mamanashah. If it's a Mefurash Mishnah, it's Ben HaKrokha. You want to tell me it's different because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah and you have to explain the Mishnah, it's a bit of a Docha. Want the Ramban, referring to a case where you already missed this man, well then it should be able to be mafsik even for Shomei HaTfilah. You can't have Shomei HaTfilah between your tongue saying, Haniach Tfil, and you're putting on the Tfil. That was my kasha. No one came to an answer. I'm blind by a kasha. For the moment, blind by a kasha. Fine. If that's difficult, so Mishnah Berurah might be correct for a different reason. Mishnah Berurah may hold, maybe you're worried about Birchas HaMitzvah, but if you do not finish with it, you can still answer on it. What? Answer? Oh, maybe you can't answer on it anything between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. Well, that's a foreign Amen. What about the Amen of that Bracha itself? Take a look in the Shaar HaTshuva again. Simin Chaf Hei, Hilchos Tefillin, Sidkat and Ches. There it tells you something quite remarkable. Look what it says. Quotes upon the mirrors. Mutalanus omen achar birchas chavero la tfilin lechatchila. Ah, forgot the lekadish and kedusha, lo yafsik. The coming of omen of kabbalah tvarim shemana b'shem shetzivoro neach tfilin. Lo habi hefsek. Period. So therefore it wants to suggest that a person can answer omen to birchas chavero uniquely. You can't be masked for anything. Nothing. Zero. Zero. Absolutely zero. The context here is between Shayat and Sharosh, but it could extend even to between the between the bracha itself and the mitzvah, because it's not a hefsek at all. Had it been a hefsek, you must have learned this when you were by mitzvah. The worst time in the world to be mafsek to shayad v'sharosh, disaster. Afal b'kenig, if you say l'nich tefillin, and you're trying to get the sharosh, and you hear in front of l'nich tefillin, you're allowed to answer. That's what the Shared Shuvah says. So per pashtus, you say l'nich tefillin, and then he said l'nich tefillin, pashtus should also be able to answer. And if you couldn't answer then, you wouldn't be able to answer between shayad v'sharosh either, the pashtus. So maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah is relying on. So therefore you can answer. Interesting. What about Birchas Hananin? Take a look at Mishnah Berurah Siman Samach Aleph, Sivkot and Tezvov. I say Shehakal Nivivara, then my friends say Shehakal Nivivara. No, according to this logic, they should be able to answer, no? What does it say in Sivkot and Tezvov? Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Nearly, we come from Shakori Matsibu Loyoma Kermelach Neman, Rakyoma Omen Acharashats, Chimasayim Abracha, Bechain Nog and Benachalu. That's what I do. I answer Omen after Haboch Wanis for Obiyama. Okay? That's what I do. Mr. Brewer says, better to be signed Shabbat Menashats, but it's Tarach Lanus Omen Achra, that's in Sifkotan Tezayim. But in Tezvav, it says, Ein Lilmo Mizel Lenin and Birich Ala Pri. I should see in Birchas Hamotzi, for the Ochel Adayim, who we saw Chach Siyim Chaver, also brought Mashiyan Ach of Omen. Kribu Gadmah says, no, that you do not do. And therefore, you can't bring a Raya. So then maybe, what about by Tfilin? Again, not for now, maybe next year, I don't know. We learned the second ever Brachas, the Birchas Hanan, Birchas Hamitzah, with one's a bigger Hefsek than the other. I just can't go into it right now. Any event, but this is what the Mishnah Berurah says, it's better to finish along with the Chaz, and this way you get out of the suffix, right? It's a big suffix, you're supposed to answer Amen or not. The Chodos of the Meiri with the Rabban goes back hundreds and hundreds of years. So what he's trying to say over here is, by staying together with him, then we have to answer Amen. It's better to do it that way. That's what the Mishnah Berurah passes against the Ramah. Tell me, is he out of all problems if you follow that? Where's my Rambam? Are you out of all problems if you do that? Not necessarily. If you look at the Rambam discusses this question. There's a very famous din later on in Masechta Brachos about, we all know it, there's only one bracha that everybody in this room knows the answer of an efti one bracha. There it is. What is it called? What is it? Tell me. B'nai Yerushalayim I mentioned. Right? Only one. Where did it come from? A Gemara. Take a look at it. It's a Gemara toward the end of Brachas. Take a look. Oh, Sfarim do it at Hashkivenu. Sfarim do it. Yeah, they do it. Shomer Amo Yisrael Ad Amen. How about Yishtabach? Who've been in the Sephardi minion? I'm pretty sure. They answer Amen there too. That's called Omen Acher B'chosov. So the Gemara says, if you do that, you consider it to be Maguna, if you Omen Acher B'chosov. But there's an exception to the rule, right? I mean, you should be probably wondering why we do it by Bani Yerushalayim. So let's take a look at Rambam. He explains to you exactly why. And you'll see in a minute why we have it only in that one case. Take a look at Perek Aleph, if you have a Rambam in the back. Perek Aleph in Ilchos Brachos Halacha Yud Zayin. That's what he says. Kol Ona Omen Achar Brachos Al Reze Meguna. It's not to be done. Take a look in Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Zayin. Zion. Let's take a look. Where is it? Why am I finding it over here?
Yeah, over here. Tani chad ha'onam and achar b'chos ha'rezim b'shubuch. And some say ha'rezim b'guna. No. Give me a second. Find it. Mem Hamid Beis. Sorry about that. Mem Hamid Beis. Towards the bottom. Let's go like this. Last four lines. Tani Chodo Lamacha Bechos Rezem Meshubach. Tani Idech Rezem Meguna. Lo Kasha. Rabboni Yerushalayim Abishabrachos. What's so special about Rabboni Yerushalayim? Says Tosfos, Pirush Rach, Halachos Gdolos, Yesh Mefarshim, B'chol Brocha, Brocha, Kagon, Acha Yishtabach, V'chayotzeba. What's Yishtabach? It ends a series. Baruch Shem Yishtabach. Yipuk Chazi Me'amad Dabash, V'lnog V'lanz, Omen Ela Achabonim Yishlein, D'Birch Hashem Bozim. That's the only one. That's what Tosfos says, Ashkenazi. The Rambam says, Kolon Racha B'chol Zvezim Meguna, Ha'on ha'achar brocha shu sof brocha sachronos ha'reza b'shubuch. That's what he says. It's end of a series. End of a series. Right? Fine. What does Rashi say? Watch this, Rashi. Rav Ashi Oni, Lahu ame b'lechisha ki heched lo lishmu v'yed v'shisham gomer ha'brochos v'zalz l'batov ha'metiv. Ah! You say it out loud, there'll be v'zalz l'batov ha'metiv eventually. Miu Mishim Sov Kol Brocha Suyu V'Tanya B'Braisa Reza B'Shubuch V'Osagin Lo'Ole. He had an answer, but he answered it quietly. He answered it quietly, and then once it be cold, the Polim should go and go to work. Okay, that's a whole machlokes. Fine. So the Rambam says as follows: Wills Boni Mishlayim Brocha Chonish of Kriyish Mad Shal Arvis Tamed Amo Yisrael Ad Amen and others. Yeah. Brochazu again. Lama Leohana Menacha Abbas Olam. Meshisov Brochas Rishona Shakrishma. Bechain Koka Yosem and Brochas, etc., 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 etc. The Mano Yafsik Baome Ben Brocho Ben Adaba Shabirichalov. So the Rambam holds that you would have had to say Omen after Bokome Sobi Ava. The reason you can't do it. It's a hefsek, like the Ramban. Right? Should be. Like the Ramban. Oh. Fine. Take a look at Mishnah Brura, Simon Nun Aleph, Sivkotten Gimel. Give a look, please. Nun Aleph, Sivkotten Gimel. Watch this. Im Siyim, Baruch Sha'om, Konosh Siyim, Achaz, Ne'on, Achrim, Amen. Mishnah Brura, Gimel. Aval Msiyim im achasim v'vasa achas layan amin. Tanimei kohon amin achar b'chosot v'kam t'zeret im agunim. Wundet b'chol brochot adin ken. Levad v'yishtabach v'yahalucha achahalel v'vach ha'shomer avoy Yisrael ha'ad amin. Msiyim b'shav v'mashat so im odam acher on amin do ha'bhar b'poskos v'ilu v'gam onin achfilu achar b'chos atzmo after nan on the higin hochi. As it says, v'chagam v'vade yishtitzvur al zeh. See him with Brocha Achas, Eze Brocha Shalina Shas, Brocha Cheras, Mutla Amas Omen, etc. Well, so this is Mishnah Brua's Eitza to say, Al Brocha Maestro Biyahu with the Chazim, get out of any sphagus. He didn't get out of any sphagus. Because according to the Rambam, that's the conclusion of the series, a series of two. The Rambam himself says, you don't, because of the Ramban issue. But we're trying to fulfill the Mihiri also, who says it's supposed to say Omen. So he hasn't got out of all sphagus. So that's the problem. So how does Mr. Brewer seem to say he solved all the world's problems? He didn't solve all the world's problems. He's still stuck with Akasha in case, right? The Mr. Brewer is saying over here, it's Amach Alev, he took care of all the world's problems. Not quite. You still have a problem because according to some authorities, you should be answering Amen, the Pashtus. This is the wrong one. The answer is as follows. should take a look at this idea of answering Amen after your own bracha. Look in the Magen Avraham here in Simchas Samach Aleph. Says the Rambam. If a yochid wrote a gam al kein la'amr mashliach tzibur, ein iser bedavar. Aval ein ha'omet. What does that mean? It's mutter to answer amen. Mutter. The whole discussion over here, should it or shouldn't it be done? It's mutter to answer amen. It means you're not mechuyev to answer amen. Some postmen say you have to answer amen. A birchas atzma is not considered maguna, and you can rely upon them, right? But it's a chashash iser. You can't make him chayev. So the Abba Rabba is already a machlekes, right? We saw before is Abba Rabba the end of his, of a. Some say no. There's three brachas. There's three. For pashachem a baruch shash, shtayim lefanel v'yachas le'achreya. At night. Two and two. So amen, amoy, is there a lot of men? You finish four brachas. So you answer amen after the fourth. So you have to answer after, in the morning after the third. Some say Abba Rabba doesn't count, because Abba Rabba is only number two of three. Right? So it's a double suffering. So this leads to the question of the Torah quotes in the Siman Samach Aleph. That you do not answer Amen after Abba Rabba. It's Maguna. He obviously holds all three as one unit. Right? But the Torah says something amazing, the Torah. The Torah says, you're not going to believe this. Baruch Ata Hashem Ga'al Yisrael Amen. Have you heard that one? That's what the Torah says. Because Ga'al Yisrael is the finishing of a series of three brachas that are found in the Mishnah. Three brachas that ends it. If that's the case, Abba Rabba's in the middle. That's in the middle. It's a question, do you view them as separate units before and after Kriya Shema? In which case, in the morning, Abba Rabba is the end of two, and Goy Yisrael is only one. And at night, Abbas Olam ends a series of two, as is Hashkivenu. So the Mishnah Brura says that, like this, unbelievable. You own it, amen, achar birchas atzma, when you finish with the shatz, only when it's a vaday, end of the Seder. We just read it. She said, Shomer Yisrael Ab, Yishtabach, Yehaluch of Halo. Well, it's certainly the end of a series of two. But once it's a suffix, you're not even sure, we're not sure if Abba Rabba is the end of a series, because maybe it's a series of three. We're not sure if Gal Yisrael is the end of a series, maybe it's two and one. And one is only one. Yes, DJ.
Two questions.
Oh, very good. Shalom, amen. Every chazan does that. They do it in the private Shemoneh Esrei too. They do. Where's the ayah when we need it? We need it for Abdullah last night, now we need him again. Cop down on us. Okay. Look at Mishnah Berurah. You have another question. Siman Samach Vav, Sivkot Lamed Hey. Watch this. Halacha Mais every single day. Siman Samach Vav, Sivkot Lamed Hey. Give a look. Samach Vav, Sivkot Lamed Hey. What does it say? Look in the Shulchan Aruch. Zion. Einenu Omer Omer Nachal Gol Yisrael Mishnah Behefsa. We're very stark, you know? We hold against the Ramban who downplays Svichos Gula Tfilu. Yesh Omer Da'on in Omer. V'chein Da'on in Lanos Omer Nachal Hashas. Al Vespal Duvad in Onan Omer Kedil Kamon. You know what he said? There are more apostles, believe it or not. The Chazan says, Gol Yisrael, you answer Amen. You ever see in your life anyone to do that? In your life? Ever? Ever? Anybody in this room? An off in the Rabbah? You saw it? Anybody yet do it?
No.
Oh, somewhere else. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Hey. For Dafka lo hisla adayin apostol shal Hashem s'fosek tiftach. Ah, to Mishon v'elech ha-vetfilu. Yesh medakim shirotzim lo tesluchu li'alma. Umam tinim kibitzur Yisrael o b'shirah chadasha I remember a guy like that when I grew up in the Kublai Hills. A Yid, the Chazan, was like, God, he's Shriat Amen. I assume he was lagging behind. He followed this Mishnah Berurah at the Yesh Nogan. Because of the Kolach Horn, Shaloy Ofe Mosin. She'll be empty up Perak, she'll never be Yatsim. They not Shalom and the Babish there made him Hanals of Gimel. What are they? Shomea to feel in the Kelah Kodesh, right? The magic two that we just referred to at the beginning of the Shia today, which is the problem by Derek HaChaim. Not for now. The Gamma Chathila Royal Haskat Tfilish with Ches Ima Shatz. Mamish together with him, with the Tzibur. Va'akol B'shovim. That's not a good answer. Eitz Acheres Yesh V'nochel Nahasa Oso Okei Lotzah Zechuli Alma Sheikhav Elasayim Ima Shatz B'shovim. Oh, that's what we do. We end with him. Oh, Zeinemus B'chuyo Lanus Amen. Oh, I never heard this either. Yas V'shmerezik Ma'at Kona Mashatz. I know how Pesach Hashem Sforzai the Bezeh Hamat Kvada Lekan Kepedim they nickel clock the muscle, and once you say Hashem Sforzai you can't eat Pile Ploim Frek the Levushe Srod on the bottom of the Mogan of Roma over here in Simon Samar Rav Sikod Yadav. It's still a Sabbath, the same Kasha he has before by Avi Rabba the Mishnah Berurah. He has the same Kasha over here on the Mogan of Roma. Watch this. Hamadakli Mamtin Tzu Yisrael Ha'as Amin. He says Shir Chadosha. If you're to Yuchal Lechav and Asayim Ima Shatz, and then we'll hear Vlana Somen, look at Simon and Tess, Siv Dalin. Yeah? Says the Lubushay Sarod, the bottom of the Mogan Avraham, watch this. Look like this. Kavanosa, the Shom Kosov, she assigned Kodim Asim Ashatz Kodishi and Omen. Mash with the Messiah Bishav of Ashatz and Omen. Tamo, the Mogan Avraham, the Nalaf Bays, right? From Sim Bishav of Ashatz and Shtabach, with the kavas on amen, came the ish poskim the ona alayim amen achad brichas atzma ha'insha. Can who aden achad goy yisrael? The poskim got through mitzvah zed ona amen achad brichas atzma. The prima god makes this kasha. Therefore, he thinks it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea to finish with the chazan because you haven't solved the problem. Maybe you should answer amen. What should you do? Start when I said earlier. I am supposed to start exactly with it. That means. If you're going to wait around in the middle of Shira Chadasha, but you're just a second before, no Kepeda. You say Hashem is supposed to say Tiftach, and then there's also no Kepeda, you haven't started it. That's what it's coming from the Levush Yisrael over here. So you haven't solved all the world's problems because you're still running into a potential problem. So the answer that we have to give are the same answer that we gave before. We gave two answers by Yav HaRabba. What are the two answers? It's Mutalanus. There's no Chiyuv Lanus. Whenever there's a machlok, in addition, it's a machlokas. The Abba Rabba is a machlokas, and so is Gal Yisrael machlokas. Again, this, is it two in one, or is it one thing of three? Either way, it's a machlokas. Fine. Interesting. Look at the Bir Aleph, Simon Nun Aleph, Im. Give a look. Nun Aleph, Aleph, Im. Nun Aleph, Aleph, Im. What does it say over here? Him see him, right? Onacharoni. And lo see him? What do you mean lo see him? If you didn't finish earlier, then you don't answer amen. Right? You don't answer amen. Watch this. At the end it says as follows. The more wrong minds in some of Rabbi that we just saw. I feel it be empty. Perek mutalanus amen kosha amen will be bracha zukufa. For his sake, the God of the Cholachron b'sham, and they don't like it. They don't like it. On amen kodesh in my same my bracha before I have sick empty bracha. Can push it here also. Even the bracha sham is kal, but the amen shlo is also kal, so you shouldn't do it. That's what it says. So the medakim hold to gula tefil is more chomer than empty perek. As we passed by tefillin, as we spoke about before. But the Ramah is difficult. Because Ramah paskins, you make a bracha on tefillin, b'emtza perek, and not ben gula tefillin. So what do you see? That ben gula tefillin is mochaber, b'emtza perek. That's what we kept saying, Ramah Shemikutzi, his last week's shir, we're machmish stark ben gula tefillin. And yet, in answering amen, he passes its mutter to answer amen ben gula tefillin. It's also b'emtza perek. So make up your mind, Ramah. What's more chomer? What's more kal? Ramah Paskins. in Siman Samach Vav Siman Gimel. Okay, the Kodesh of Metzvila are equal, but other than that, no. But by the Gula Tefillah, yes. Here's the answer. The Gula Tefillah is more chomer, for sure. For sure. However, it's still possible to answer Amen in the Rambam for the following reason. On that Magen Avraham, there's also a Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger says on that Magen Avraham, listen carefully, he says, follows. The Kiveg is commenting on this Magen Avraham. The Amen is considered a hemshech of the bracha itself. That's the answer. The Amen is a hemshech of the bracha itself. That's it. It's a hemshech. That's what the Kiveg seems to be saying over here. Amen is a hemshech of the bracha itself. He says, why can you answer Amen after God? So you know why? It's two words, he says. Two words up. Dekoy Hossam. Dekoy Hossam, he's there. Right? He's there. So what does that mean? Dekoy Hossam, he's there. He's there means, take a look. They wait by Tzur Yisrael to answer. Koshali, Big Megara, Dabi Behemtza Perek. Afa Matir Machagoy Yisrael Mishum Dekoy Hossam. Kemoshe Mevorecha Brichas Kriyashma Vesiyumo. Only because it's Koy Hossam that you happen to be there. That's why you can answer. Not that it's... Hold on one second. Hello? One moment. Not because it's more kal, because you happen to be there. Considered to be a gula richta. That's only koi hosa. But in the middle of God Yisrael, you can't do it. That's chazir again. The kasha was, what's more chomer? Smilas gula tefila or emtapeh? That was the kasha. The answer is gula tefila is more chomer. If you answer amen right then, you're koi hosa, it's not considered to have sick at all. It's called a gula richta. You have to stop here, and midshem tomorrow we'll continue with the next time. How are you, Sunday? Where are you?